Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is the part of the podcast where I put a stupid voice on and I play you a clip of a player or Alex Neil saying something out of context. Unfortunately, nothing interesting was said this week. Shit. Still, it's more yellow and green than a leprechaun on a mound of mustard. This is the Little Yellow Bird Podcast. Hello and welcome to the third ever Little Yellow Bird podcast. I am John Rogers and I am in Norwich and there is a special person in London and his name is Dan
Brigham.
Hooray!
Hey, we're sticking with that then, me doing the Brigham bit.
Yeah, that's good. People love it. I hope people like say that to you when they see you. They go, right, Dan, and you've got to say Brigham.
That's what feedback we've got after we've launched our little feedback, haven't we, about the podcast?
Yeah.
Everyone likes everything, apparently.
Yeah, and they want more catchphrases, so...
More of me, everyone keeps saying as well.
Do they? Who says that?
Oh, no. Less of me.
That's the one. You always get more and less mixed up, don't you? So tell us why you're in London today.
Well, John, you know why I'm in London.
I do. I bloody well do.
Tell our listeners, I'm in London because I've got an exclusive interview with a very special man, very special Norfolk man.
Oh,
do you know who it is?
Do we keep it a secret until later on?
Let's just
say a certain JH might be involved in something later on.
Yep.
He should be there any minute.
He's going to be here, within the 20, in 20 minutes.
So live.
If we run through this.
Live.
And then we get 10 minutes with him.
I can't wait.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, brilliant. So, let's get on with the first thing. It's the first part of Home and Away.
Norwich City Games at Carrow Road, and somewhere that's not Norwich, Home and Away, we'll have a say.
So, Home and Away. What the bloody hell happened away this week, Dan?
Well, we should probably explain that people who've listened to last two, we're now splitting this up, aren't we?
We have to, because there's just too much content to put into one section.
Exactly. So we're going to talk about the game that's happened
away first.
And then natural progression a bit later in the podcast. We're going to talk about the upcoming game against Stoke.
Exactly.
But we did a win, didn't we?
One win.
Which was wonderful. I mean, I did predict a win, but I didn't think Sunderland would be quite so bad.
Sunderland, I like that. They were Sunderland.
Yeah, they were. Yeah,
nice.
The Canaries Sunderlanded, didn't they?
No.
Safely.
No, not like that. No.
Okay, but no, it was really. I mean, it was great. We everyone would have left there really happy and recorded Match of the Day, all watched Match of the Day, all watched it and recorded it and watched it again. It's just felt really good to be back in the Premier League and winning as well.
It was the football we played was at some time, especially in the first half, and even the first part of the second half was just brilliant to watch. The one touch passing into Wes and his little 1-2s and things. 1-2s actually came off. I used to watch football teams do little 1-2s around the area and it coming off. I think, why can't we do that? And we do it. And it worked. It's so good.
We used to try and do it and it would just end in groans, wouldn't it?
Exactly.
Let's state the obvious. Sunderland did give us a whole lot of space to be able to pull off those, but we took full advantage of it. Last couple of seasons we were in the Premier League, we wouldn't have taken advantage of that. We would have just invited, we wouldn't have taken the game to them. We would have invited the pressure onto us.
It'd have been Snodgrass-ish.
Yeah, very. Yeah, it would have been very Snodgrassy. Whereas this time we had Redmond down the right wing. We had Wes, you know, where he's best rather than out on the left.
Yep.
It just showcased how good our midfield is. You know, we've both been banging on about it, that our midfield is proper Premier League quality, not just, you know, bottom half Premier League quality as well. It's full of really good ball players, and Sunderland allowed them a lot of space, and we took advantage of it. It's brilliant.
So what isn't Premiership quality then, would you say?
this podcast, I'd say, well, we both know what's, I mean, it's a bit mean because we've said it before, our defence is shit still, isn't it? There's no disguising the fact beating Sunderland 3-1 does not disguise the fact our defence is poo, and neither does two of our defenders scoring. As much as, you know, everyone wants Russell Martin, Stephen Whittaker to do well, and I firmly believe that Whittaker is actually a decent enough Premier League right back, we still need reinforcements at the back, because we're not going to get so many easy games this season as we did at Sunderland.
Which leads us really nicely into our podcast pod bag. What is it? Podcast post bag. I need a jingle for it. Ready?
Yep.
Podcast post bag. Here it is. What thing is that?
Was that it?
Yeah.
You've gone musicless this time then.
Well, yeah, it's just like a minimalist.
Yeah, no, I like it.
Shall I do it again?
Use it quickly.
Podcast pod bag. Here it is.
You did it wrong again, didn't you?
Did I? I don't know what I'm doing. So let's do the first one. We asked people on Twitter today, a bit of a late notice, but people got back to us, which was really lovely of them. It? We asked them, if you could compare the Sunderland win to a movie, what bloody movie would it be? And what do people say, Dan?
They got back. Well, let's have a look at the first one. John Knight.
I like that. Let's have a look at the first one, John.
First listen of the Yellow podcast last night. Really enjoyed it. Subscribe to... someone saying how good our podcast is.
Whoops. Why? Oh, that slipped in there accidentally, didn't it?
I was humming the Alex Tetti song from... Oh, no.
Oh, whoops.
Right, no, seriously, though. We did have a good response. So, first one that came in from Harry NCFC March.
I think he's a Norwich fan.
2001. I believe he's a Norwich fan. He's wearing a Norwich kit by the Championship playoff final trophy as well. He says cats and dogs, because their nickname's Black Cats. So I guess it means raining cats and dogs.
Oh, that's a nice one. Yep. Keep them coming.
Yep. And we had one from at Tim Norwich, Tim Stimpson, who
says... I think he's a Norwich fan.
He's got a little Norwich badge and he's pointing at it in his picture.
Nice.
Like he owns it. He's gone for Easy Street, and in brackets, that must be a film title. Well, Tim, it is a film. It's a Charlie Chaplin film from 1917.
Classic.
Well done, Tim. And then Thomas, at Thomas SEJ, who we know we went to Galston with.
Oh, yeah, I like him.
Pre-season friendly, lovely chap, plays in a thrash metal band.
I bet that's noisy.
No, he plays the drums. I missed him, actually. I was at the pub, and he popped up, and he'd just been playing in his thrash metal band. So I have to go and check him out sometime. He said, Mission Impossible... This is quite a bloody long one, actually, Thomas. Christ. Mission Impossible, we're side. Dick Advocat stars as an aging detective tasked with organising a ramshackle group of misfits in order to avert another crushing defeat. Entertaining to watch, but like the films, not something one should read too much into. Wow, Thomas, you've gone to town there.
He cares. He's quite thorough, that man. That's the one thing I'd say about Tom. He's thorough.
We've got Stephen Tilney, who... he has no Norwich paraphernalia whatsoever on his Twitter. He's gone the Big Easy.
Is that a porn film?
I didn't dare Google it. Well, Jake Humphrey might. Oh, I've given it away.
Oh, you did.
Oh, yeah. He might be coming along, and I don't want to have.
Maybe he can read out the next one, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink.
So Jack Reeve, Talk Norwich City famed. Well, he went for Airplane, a bit of a piss take, and you never really know what's going on, but a glorious watch nonetheless.
Oh, he's good, isn't he?
He is good. Although, if he doesn't really know what's going on, why is he talking about Norwich City?
That's true.
Mm-hmm. John Punt, who's a fellow EDP blogger like you, and a brother of a friend of mine, actually, he says for The Last King of Scotland, that being Alex Neil.
Oh, he's good as well. These are some good ones. You kept all the good ones to the end. Not that the other ones weren't good.
No, they're all good. We could get Alex Neil a crown, couldn't we? He deserves a crown. Keep us up, he gets a crown. That's an incentive.
Is that what he said or what you're saying?
That's what I'm saying.
That's mental. What are you talking about?
We're the last king of Scotland.
Oh, they okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
Just that you've gone mad.
Okay. Slice Wackier. Apologies if I pronounce that incorrectly. Al. or Alice. Mm. Says Titanic for them, of course. Them being the Mackhams.
Yeah.
Yeah, Titanic, because they're sinking down.
Like a boat.
Yeah. Or maybe she thinks Dick Advocaat looks like Leonardo DiCaprio.
Maybe.
Unlikely, though. Unlikely.
Because his heart won't go on. See? It's I've won in the end.
If he has a heart attack before this podcast goes out...
Fingers crossed, he bloody well does, because that's gold, then.
Richard Free, 2 weeks ago, Richard Freezer at Cheriton Vegas.
I like him.
Ago, actually. He says the birds, canaries, peck the life out of Sunderland. Oh, nice done.
Aggressive, Hitchcock. Isn't he? He's so dark. That's what I like about him.
Do you know Richard Freezer?
Yeah, he's got a dark heart.
Okay. Matt Hammond at Hamp Pactor.
Oh, Hamp Pactor. Wow, he's an old school. He used to listen to the old podcast.
Oh, right, okay.
Hamp Pactor. Oh.
We don't talk about the old podcast, John.
I do.
He's gone for Big Mama's House 2. I don't get it. What? I don't get it.
I don't get it either, but it's surreally funny.
No idea. And at Argus finishes it off with As Good As It Gets. Not funny, but factual. No, hopefully not factual, actually, because if it is As Good As It Gets...
Because that means if we ever get to the Champions League final now and beat Barcelona, he'll just go, oh, that was all right.
Where's Argus going to go from there if we do get to the Champions League final?
A 3-1 away win against Sunderland, against the shittest Sunderland I've ever seen.
No, that's as good as it got. So, yeah, there's our postbag. Yeah, well, thank you for everyone for sending in your tweets, and we'll be doing the same again. Possibly not a movie theme, something different next week if we're around still.
Okay, so we've got a new feature coming up now, and this is, it's called Token Female.
Now it's time for Token Female.
Yes. The first ever Token Female I have with me, Claire. Are you there, Claire?
I am here, John, yes.
How are you today?
I'm very well, very well.
So this is the first question I'm going to ask you. Have you ever had anything mean said to you?
Anything mean?
Yeah.
What, at football?
Oh yeah, I've missed that part out. Have you ever had anything mean to you at a football game for being a female?
Yes. I once told somebody, I think I was at an away game, Spurs I think it was, when we were in the Premier League in 2005 time, and the guy behind was effing and blinding like a good un, like ridiculously, and it got on my nerves, so I told him to be quiet and he told me to go and watch the ballet.
That's quite good.
Yeah.
Oh, bless.
I didn't react very kindly to that.
Did you go for his eyes?
Yeah, I left the eyes intact, but yeah.
Did you go to the ballet after? Is that ironic, the thing?
Yeah. Well, I do like ballet as well. I'm a very cultured girl, football, ballet, whatever, yeah. But
out of these three, which one is your favourite kit? Is it the skin-tight home kit, the skin-tight away kit, or the skin-tight third kit?
I hate all of them.
Do you?
I'm not a kit lover this season. Oh. I think I made that quite clear on Twitter. But no, I guess the home kit is growing on me.
It's kind of the good, the bad and ugly, I would say, about them. Which one's which, you think?
The away kit looks all right, just the shirt. So I think I'll go with the away kit shirt.
Personally, I think it's quite shoddily made.
I haven't actually felt it.
The stitching on the ball seat in the back is pretty substandard. Is it? Let me tell you that for free.
I have to inspect it. I haven't really had a really close look, unfortunately, because you don't see many Norwich kits in London where I live. So,
okay, here we go. This is the final question, and it's a really good question.
Okay.
Have you heard of the Bechdel test?
No.
Okay, so basically, not many people have, but basically it's a test of fiction, like movies and books and things, which have to feature two named female characters, and they have to talk to each other about a subject that isn't about men. So basically, if like Julia Roberts talked to Julia Roberts from the future talked, and it wasn't about a man, that would tick the box. So have you ever, as long as in my own version of it, have you ever spoken to another female about football?
Yes, of course.
Wow, what did you talk about?
Football.
You for what?
Football. Often, I speak to my sister and my mum about football. Alone, quite often.
Alone.
Alone. Well, just football, as in not we are alone. Well, we are, but yes.
Oh, well, aren't we all alone, though?
Well, perhaps, yes, I am right now. But yes, I often speak to other women about football.
So this is your last chance to say something. Whatever you want to say about Norwich, go.
I love Cameron Jerome.
Really?
Yes, I want to just say that.
So you're saying that Cameron Jerome is better than Lewis Grabban?
100%.
Yes.
And when he's on the pitch, I feel calm.
Do you?
And think that we're in control. So yes. Oh. And yes, yes. Well, there's plenty I'd like to say about Norwich, but yeah, that'll do. Moment, yes. I love him.
Well done. Thank you very much.
I'm a girl, so I have to say that.
Exactly. Maybe. You're the token female, so you have
exactly.
to say something.
Yeah, say something girly.
Who's got the best bum? Apart Ooh. From Cameron.
Bradley?
Really?
Yeah, maybe. Bradley's nice.
What, his hair?
No, not the hair. No. Bradley last season, not this season.
Did you see him like halfway through the game? He just came on, actually. I think his man bun had escaped. and he honestly looked like my nan who had just woken up. He looked all like confused. His hair was all crooked.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what he's doing with that. It's not good.
There we go.
Needs to get rid of
him. There we go. Yeah. That's the final thing that Claire says. Get rid of Bradley Johnson.
Well, Alex Neil obviously listened to me there. So.
Exactly.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
On that exclusive, we'll leave it. Thank you very, very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
And there you go. That was Token Female. She was lovely, wasn't she?
She was lovely, yes. Yeah, no. Good job there, John.
Well, you know what they say.
It's good to see your real side comes out for once.
I did base myself on Paxman, as I mentioned, if you heard. Mm-hmm. It was worth it, wasn't it?
Yeah, no.
Has he turned up yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, so the next little thing we've got coming is only Dan versus John. Who cares? So Dan versus John, I am 1-0 up. Easy.
Yes, you are. After I failed to guess the
number.
Actually,
if you think about it, it's quite similar to Russell Martin Shin Gull, wasn't it? Because I had no idea what I was doing, yet I got a point.
Nice analogy.
Yeah.
And then I failed to get a point when I incorrectly guessed the number of errs Johnny Howson said in a 20-second interview.
Yep, you failed twice.
So now I'm asking you the question, and I haven't gone to the trouble that you did.
Good.
I like a bit of a nerdy stats-based question. So, John.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm always ready, you know me.
So you know the last time Norwich City got to the FA Cup final against Sunderland when we lost?
FA Cup final?
Semi-final against Sunderland when we lost
1-0.
Yep. And I threw a tennis ball at the TV when Sunderland's goalkeeper came on the television. My dad told me off for throwing things at the television, quite right too. 22 seasons have passed since then. Since then, we've won something like 12 FA Cup games. I did note it down, but I haven't got my note with me. Can you guess?
Yes.
Right. In that time...
2-0 to me. Can you? That was the answer. Yes.
That's terrible. Can you guess how many different sides have got to the FA Cup final, have got to the FA Cup semi-finals in those 22 seasons since we last got there?
Are you drunk? That's impossible.
I've even written them all down.
You're a prat. Okay, so how many years?
22 seasons. 91-92 seasons. Really got there, didn't
so the maximum number it could be is 88?
That's correct. Yeah.
Ah, see. Now I need to break that down. So Chelsea's the Man U's and the Man City's and things like that.
Yep.
And the Man United's have all taken up quite a few of those.
You went a bit Loro there, didn't you?
Oh yeah.
The Southamptons, the Millwalls.
The Millwalls. At the moment, he says moment.
He does
moment.
Say moment. Yeah.
I'm going to go for 4. No, I'm going to go for 54.
54 different teams?
I don't know.
So is wait, that your
88? So it's 20 years. No, let me another guess. 37.
You're fucking kidding me.
37.
What?
37.
That is, you are kidding me.
What?
That is correct.
Come on. Oh! 37.
But to get the full point, name them all. 37.
Oh, hold
on. I mean, I could be mean here and say I'll take your first answer.
Can you smell that?
Was...
Can you smell that? Mm, it's 2-0. Oh. No,
is that the smell of the burning, but you quickly checked Wikipedia and your fingers are dissolved.
Oh my God, I'm so good.
Oh, that. Oh, no.
2-0. 2-0.
I mean, teams like Luton, Oldham, yep, Chesterfield, yep, Millwall, Wickham, Barnsley. I imagine you could have named them all. Couldn't
you? How long did it take you to do?
Fucking ages.
Oh man, that's the best day of my life right now. And I've
I was in a little state of shock when you actually said 37.
It's my favourite number, that's why.
Yeah. This is it.
Wait, go on. I'll get my questions right. Get my questions ready.
Okay. I'll just go open the door. Okay.
The BT Sport.
Hold on.
What's Gary Lineker really like? Blue Peter. Oh shit, Blue Peter. What do you think, Blue Peter?
Okay,
thank you, Blue Peter. Blue Pete, what is the best? Can I have a Blue Peter badge? Yeah, Blue Peter badge.
No, that wasn't Jake. That was room service. They were just bringing me another toilet roll. Actually,
they only brought you one about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah. No, I stay here a lot. They know me. But I'm sure Jake will turn up though. I mean, he's promised. 10 minutes. He'll turn up. He'll turn up. We'll be fine.
Home and Away Part 2.
Norwich City Games, a Carrow Road, and somewhere that's not Norwich, home and away.
Fucking get on with it. So, let's talk about the upcoming home game.
Yeah,
to make
deflated.
It more sense. It's more away and a home, isn't it?
I suppose so, but it's not always going to be like that, is it?
No, it's true.
No.
So, what happened?
What do you mean, what happened?
Tell me.
What, to Stoke?
Yeah.
I haven't played them yet.
Oh, so what's going to happen?
Ooh, well, it's going to be a bit of a...
Ding dong.
It's going to be a bit of a weird feeling, because Stoke City are turning up with some pretty sexy footballers this time, rather than hoofballs. Mark Hughes has done an extraordinary job to get some of their signings.
What was that?
That was me tapping on my laptop.
Why?
Nothing else. That was me tapping on my laptop. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, Stoke should be playing some really good football with the squad they've got. And I think they came back from 2-0 down against Spurs, or they got, you know, winner, equaliser a few minutes from time. So confidence will be high and all that. But, well, let's just face it, I can't get my head around them being the kind of side that can sign Shaqiri. It's extraordinary. From Inter Milan.
Isn't that the bloke who sung that song about mountains?
Yes, and his boobs are small and humble, I believe.
That's
as
the
well.
One, yeah.
Oh, his boots are small and humble. Yeah. He's got little feet.
Okay, then. So who on earth are going to be playing centre-backs? Because Shawcross and Huth have left. So who the earth is going to play centre-back for them?
Well, Shawcross is out, isn't he? He's out for quite a while.
He's injured.
He is injured. So, I mean, I guess Norwich can get at them there. They've got, is it Mark Muniz and Jeff Cameron? I think Jeff Cameron from the States and Mark Muniz. I'm reading that.
What's wrong? You're actually reading this, aren't you? You're reading this from Google.
Yeah, no, well, Wikipedia, but, you know, at least I'm prepared.
That cannot even be true. Yeah, because Jeff Gamble. Who the hell did you say? Jeff. Who was it?
Jeff Cameron.
Oh, yeah. Jeff Cameron. We play in centre-back. Who the hell is Jeff Cameron?
You've never heard of Jeff Cameron?
Nobody's heard of Jeff Cameron. Jeff Cameron hasn't heard of Jeff Cameron.
You're doing a football podcast. You've never heard of the Jeff Cameron.
Oh, Jeff Cameron. Is that with a G?
Not Cameron Jeff.
Is that a G or a J? Yeah.
It's with a G.
Oh.
You know, from Attleboro, Massachusetts.
Oh,
States.
I know him now. I thought
you
meant with a J.
No. You know his mum's Diane and his dad's Scott.
Scott Cameron?
Yeah, Scott Cameron.
Are you reading this from Wikipedia?
No. Just knowledgeable.
Yeah, how many appearances he had and how many goals for USA?
Well, I don't know
USA?
I really have no idea. But, I mean, that is genuinely where we can get at them. I mean, Soka are an attacking side now. They've got a lot of great, really good creative players. But I think after Sunderland, I think Norwich have shown they can score goals. And I kind of expect it to be quite a high-scoring game at Carrow Road, actually.
Is Mark Hughes a good manager?
He is a good manager. Apart from that QPR blip, which isn't really a blip, because anyone who goes to QPR has been blipped and buggered. QPR is like a disease. Anyone touches them and it ruins their career.
If you go to QPR, you will get blipped and buggered.
I've no idea.
There's a queue going up outside Loftus Road right now, I can tell you.
Yeah, blip and bubbered. Blood.
Don't talk anymore. Please don't talk anymore.
Okay. Right. So, no, Mark Hughes is a good manager, isn't he? He's had a lot of success in the Premier League. He's sort of, after QPR, I think people sort of wrote him off, and he's done really well to come back with Stoke. He's turned him into a really good side.
Excellent stuff. I'm really looking forward to the weekend. I mean, we're going to go see Carrow Road. Go cheer on the boys, as they say.
Who says that?
I don't know. Some really crazy people say it to me out the side of the street. I don't know what they're talking about. So there we go. That's the end of today's podcast. It's a bit sad. We've got some new features in. I mean, Jake's left us hanging again.
Yeah, he'll probably turn up as soon as...
We'll get him next week. We'll get him next week. It'll be fine.
Yeah. Oh, and Casual Jack's probably back next week as
casual
well.
Casual Jack will be back next week indeed with his casual ways. So here we go then. This is going to be the end of it. I'd like you to introduce your little finishing bit that you'd like to do.
Okay, well, as always, we look at the week ahead with Will Happen, Won't Happen.
Will...
Football finally implodes after world-class Zerdan Shaqiri makes debut at Carrow Road for Stoke fucking City.
Won't.
Zerdan Shaqiri explodes when he realises he's lining up alongside Glenn Whelan.
Will.
Ricky Van Wolfswinkel fails to make bench despite proving all of his doubters wrong with scintillating thunder goal for the under-21s.
Won't.
After missing out on Mattia Destro, Norwich announced the signing of local lad Matty Destro.
And there we go. Dan has thrown down his gauntlet because he'd had enough of talking to me, and I don't bloody blame him. So there we go. That's the end of the podcast. Thank you very much for listening, everyone. And we'll speak to you next week. Or will we?
Will we?
Yes, we will. Bye.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.